Dear Cheap Astronomy, is there any point in nuking Mars? In a word, no. The idea, famously championed by Elon Musk, is that we should drop thermonuclear bombs on Mars's poles, releasing large volumes of water vapor and carbon dioxide, which will bulk out Mars's very thin atmosphere. And since both CO2 and water vapor are greenhouse gases, they should also warm up the planet. Bits of this could actually work, at least in the short term. Nuclear bombs would melt the ice, and the gases that formed would then become atmosphere. But you'd need quite a few nuclear bombs to melt the entirety of each ice cap. The larger northern ice cap is about 1,100 kilometres in diameter, and the smaller southern one is about 400 kilometres in diameter. The permanent base of each cap is water ice, which may be up to 3 kilometres thick. And each winter, a layer of frozen carbon dioxide forms on top of those ice caps, which at midwinter may capture up to a third of Mars's atmosphere, which is mostly CO2. The idea of terraforming Mars is compelling. It's a planet with a similar spin to Earth's, 24 hours and 27 minutes, and it has quite a similar axial tilt, 25 degrees versus Earth's 23.5 degrees. So, like Earth, Mars has seasons that arise from that axial tilt, and, like Earth, one hemisphere's winter is the other hemisphere's summer. So, winter in the northern hemisphere is freezing out CO2 from the atmosphere, while summer in the southern hemisphere is returning CO2 to the atmosphere. So if we undertook the Musk Nuke Mars campaign, you might increase the atmosphere's CO2 content by a third, which is a big proportional change, but let's remember this is an atmosphere with about 1% of Earth's atmospheric density, so that additional CO2 is not really going to have that much greenhouse impact. After all, it's CO2 that is being routinely released and recaptured on a seasonal basis anyway. The bigger impact from nuking Mars will come from vaporizing the main volume of Mars's ice caps, which is water. Water vapor is a very potent greenhouse gas, and the low atmospheric pressure of Mars should prevent it from settling onto the surface as a liquid. But Mars's greater distance from the Sun means the planet just doesn't receive that much solar flux, so there's really not all that much heat that can be trapped by a greenhouse effect, at least when compared to Earth or Venus. And within a day of dropping the nukes, the poles will have cooled back down and will start freezing out water from the atmosphere again. You also have the issue of Mars having no magnetic field, so the solar wind will be irretrievably stripping away water vapor from the upper layers of the atmosphere, an effect that will inexorably continue as long as there's water remaining in the atmosphere. Elon Musk has suggested that once there's sufficient greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, that should start a positive feedback loop where volatiles get heated out of the regolith across the planet, which adds more greenhouse gases to the atmosphere and hence adds even more heat. But while this can happen on Venus, Mars just doesn't get enough sunlight, and it's also got less gravity, so it could never generate an atmospheric pressure that's anything like Venus. So, nah, it just doesn't work. Mars is an old stable planet that's at equilibrium with itself. Drop some bombs and you can shift that equilibrium for a while, but unless you keep on dropping bombs continuously, the planet will inevitably trend back to its earlier equilibrium state. The whole problem with climate change on Earth is that we keep on burning more coal and cutting down more forests. If we stopped all that tomorrow, the climate would slowly trend back to how it was before the Industrial Revolution. So, at the end of the day, Mars is a low-gravity planet with low solar flux and virtually no magnetic field. If you really want to terraform it, those are the issues that you have to deal with. And of course, all that water at the poles will probably be a useful resource for future spacefarers so it's best left intact and unnuked.